Hey, it's Sam. Welcome to the Everyday Saturday Podcast. You ready to play a game? It's called Google My Name. Let's go!
Welcome to the Everyday is Saturday Podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Everyday is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, welcome back to the Everyday Saturday show. It's the host, Sam Crowley. It is so awesome to have you here. Are you having the best day ever? Are you having the most amazing day of your life? Yes, you are. Of course you are. You woke up on the right side of the ground, baby. How else could it be? It's got to be awesome. Hey, today we got an awesome, if I said awesome enough, at least a couple times so far, I'm fired up, man. I get so jacked up. X-Stutter gets to speak in a studio every day for a living. Are you kidding me, man? Pinch me, because I think I'm dreaming right now. Hey, you're not dreaming. You're plugged into the number one motivational podcast on planet Earth. If you're a first-time listener to the show, welcome. It's great to have you. You're going to be hooked. It's like the greatest free drug on Earth that keeps you high on life and focused on making every day Saturday. Hey, would you do me a huge favor? Would you go to iTunes, where you are most likely listening to this show? And if not, head on over to iTunes, open it up in your browser, and just give us a 5-star rating so others can find the Everyday Saturday podcast. Leave a great review, a really nice comment, even if you have to lie. And then let me know. Hit me up on Twitter. Say, hey, dude, I left you a 5-star review. Peace out. And I'll know who you are. By the way, that's a great segue. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know you're listening to the show. We have fans all around the world, literally all around the world. You tweet me, I tweet you. That's the way it works. Speaking of the interwebs, we're going to play a little game today. It's called Google My Name. Isn't that fun? Isn't that fun? I like games. You like games? I like games, especially fun games. But this may be fun for you, may not be fun for you. We're about leaving legacies, right? True or true? All right. You want to leave an incredible legacy behind. It's not about the currency, quoting Gary Vee, like I did yesterday on the show. It ain't legacy or it ain't currency. It's legacy that matters, right? So let's talk about the legacy you're going to leave. Google your name right now. Well, type it into Google. I'm typing my right now. Ready? Sam Crowley. Oh, look at that. Sam Crowley, there we go. Everydayissaturday.com, the first index listing up there. You know, it wasn't always that way. There's a bunch of wacky photos of me, too, everywhere from like just a few months ago to, ooh, a little bit of weight on the old face there before I started doing the cardio. But anyway, I'm doing this seriously for a reason, because a lot of you got to get going, okay? And it's not going to, like I talked about on a podcast, it had to have been a month or two ago. They all kind of you get lost when you do one every day. You know, that's a high class problem, forgetting when you said this. But you want to get motivated to work out, for example, and you're thinking, well, I don't look that bad. All right, take off all your clothes and stand in front of a full length mirror and examine yourself head to toe and do a full 360 pirouette in front of that fully. And don't miss anything. Don't miss a spot. Okay, don't miss a fold of skin anywhere. And are you really, is that the body you want right now? Because if not, that'll motivate you to get to the gym. And I'm only telling you the things I do myself. You're thinking, TMI, dude, TMI, way too much information for me. Hey, just keeping it real, man. You know, you want to get motivated, you got to show the dark spots and figure out how to fix it. So what's that got to do with Google My Name? Well, back before I launched EverydaySaturday.com, you know the story, right? I never bought SamCrowley.com. Now, I can't even get my hands on SamCrowley.anything. I mean, I'd have to, like, who knows what extension is available, if anything. It ain't .com, that's for sure. But I figured back in the day, this was 2003, 2004, when I was still in a job, I was thinking, who else is named Sam Crowley? No big deal. I'm going to buy that anytime. I literally thought I was the only Sam Crowley on the planet. This wasn't, you know, 10 years ago was like 100 years ago in the internet. You know, that's how much online everything changes. You know, Yahoo was the big pay-per-click. I don't even, Google might have been around, but not in a big, big way like it is now. And I was thinking, ah, I'll get samcrowley.com at some point. But I wonder if I Google Sam Crowley, what comes up? And it was wild, man. Everything from people in like the 1800s to a very sad story. There was an infant that died, I think, at birth. I'm trying to recall. It was Alfie Sam Crowley. Just a heartbreaking. It happened around the millennial, 2003 or so. And it was a touching story because I had lost a son in 2000. I talked about yesterday on the show. My wife delivered our first child, a son, at 20 weeks. We had to get him baptized, give him back. So I knew that was out there as well. And but I wasn't anywhere to be found, nowhere, not even a, you know, a speeding ticket. So my goal, this was what motivated me, was 5 years from now, I want to Google my name and I want to be somebody. Now, a little bit of ego involved in there, but a little bit of incentive as well. So I get people hit me up at Twitter, on Twitter all the time, at Sam Crowley, and they're saying, dude, you're really getting me going, man, or I need to get going. And I'm like, yeah, you do. I mean, we talked about a couple days ago, time's just an illusion. You think you're here forever, you're gone tomorrow, man. I mean, I don't even know if you realize, we can even put it into context on how quickly you're gone. You're vapor, you're dust, you're done. It's over. This physical being you got right now, it's over. What are you doing waiting around? What are you waiting for? You know, get kicking the ass and get going. I mean, no, who cares? Get going. Get over yourself, first of all. Get over what other people think about you, second of all. And get going and creating some momentum because it ain't about you, dude. And dudette, if I say dude, I'm referring to, you know, most, I have a larger female fan base, listening base, than I do male. Isn't that something? It's not by much, maybe 60-40. But I almost feel like I can call the girls, the chicks of the Everyday Saturday Show, I almost feel like I can call you gals dude, and we'd be cool with that. If we're not cool with that, if we are cool with that, hit me up on Twitter. Let me know. Say, hey, we're cool, dude. Get over yourself. It ain't about you. It's about making a huge difference in the lives of other people. So one of the great incentives, a way to do that right now, if you don't like where you are right now, Google your name and take a look at everybody else out there that's monopolizing your space. Now, granted, if you got a name like Joe Smith or, I mean, Michael Jackson, it might be a little difficult to dominate the first page of Google. But that's not the point. The point is you got to get started right now. I mean, some of you have names that nobody else has, you know? Rosh Slanovich, okay? I don't even know what I just said. I wouldn't even know how to spell that, but I know if I Googled it, I could probably get the first page of Google. Or what about your brand? You know, what about the brand that you're trying to build? Is that legacy out there online yet? When you Google your name, does that come up? When you Google Sam Crowley, Every Day is Saturday is the very first index listing. And let me tell you, before you think, well, you probably pay somebody some big SEO dollar. I don't. I mean, come on, man. Seriously? I haven't changed the front of my website in 3 years. It's just not, that's not what I do, man. I'm a speaker, trainer, seminar leader. I'm all about audio and video. And I could give a flip, rip about SEO or anything. And because that, is it important? Of course it is. If you're a marketer online, of course it is. But you can only shine the magnifying glass over so many things. And I really don't care that much. I'm not that vain about it. I've got to have the first listing for Sam Crowley. It's just the way it is, man. You know, search engines recognize great content. Google, the reason Google is Google and trades at $8 billion a share is because it brings back the most relevant content when somebody types in restaurants, Cincinnati, Ohio, on the Ohio River, or restaurant, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, steakhouses, Japanese, French, whatever it is, okay? Google is going to bring back the most relative content possible. And that's why they're rewarded with huge amount of search and they can charge huge amounts of pay-per-click dollars for people that are advertising on them because it's all relevant, you know? So when you type in your name, if your name doesn't come up, John Smith, Mary Jones, what about your brand? What about the movement? What about a video? You know, it doesn't need to just be a listing. You can search Google in videos, and by no means is this a search engine optimization or a general in search type of training, but it kind of, in a way, is getting you motivated to get off your rusty duff and get out there and build something. because people are looking every single day online. They're not driving down. Nobody's looking in store windows anymore and walking through middle America or small town Main Street, you know, window shopping like the 1950s, okay? Those days are gone. People are going online to look for a solution. Do you have that? Or are you kind of sitting around, as we talked about on last week's show, saying you don't got to know how, you just got to say yes. I don't know how to get listed in Google, Sam. Well, do you even want to be, though? Because if you put the Cheetos down and turn off the Kardashians and quit watching American Idol and spend a couple minutes on your dream, it ain't really that difficult. But I think you might be a little bit afraid of prosperity. You know what I mean? You might be a little bit intimidated about what's behind door number two because you never really had the courage to walk through that door in the past. Now you have to. Some guy's calling you out. Some lunatic screaming into a microphone coming through your earbuds right now is calling you. That's right. I'm calling you out. Google your name right now. That's your homework today, the Everyday Saturday Show. If you're driving, don't do it on your cell phone or anything right now. Don't be stupid, okay? I'm saying when you get an opportunity, look it up. And is that representative of what should come up? When your name, your brand, your movement, how about Googling the industry that you want to dominate? The niche. We talked about riches in the niches, being vertical in your message, right? We talked about being vertical in your message. Like, I will never go speak to the human resources department of IBM. They would call security and have me thrown out and possibly arrested if I gave the Every Day is Saturday message inside human resources. By the way, I've got your tweets. Yes, I do have human resources stories that I need to share. They're so incredibly painful. You know what I found? I realized. I talked about it on a few shows ago that human resources is my kryptonite. I'm a complete loose cannon, so politically incorrect. Not disrespectful, but I can't tolerate mediocrity and rules and black and white and everything's got to fit into this little box. It can't be this way. It can't even be gray. It's black or it's white. It's black. There's some great books, right? First Break All the Rules and books like that, that totally contradict this mindset. And if I ever wrote a book on how to actually get through a job, I tell my daughter all the time, that podcast that I recorded last week, life's just a big play. It is. I tell my daughter that all the time. She's struggling right now with a teacher in one of her classes this lady is just, don't get me started, right, with teachers and tenure. And there's some really great teachers out there. I mean, unbelievable. I think I talked about this last week. We have a lot of teachers listen to the show. You guys are awesome. It's not you I'm talking about. I'm talking about the lazy teacher that hides behind their tenure and doesn't always strive for continuous improvement and isn't really well-respected in the classroom. It's just kind of him or her, the teacher, just kind of holding on until they can get their pension and get out of there, which is the last thing you want to send your child through. Well, I happen to get one of those teachers for my seventh-grade daughter, and she's struggling right now with it. Straight-A student, high-honor student, but she's in danger of not getting an A in this class for the first time ever. But it's kind of a tap dance on the head of the needle because I want her to learn how to deal with this stuff, you know? But it burns me up, man, that we got to deal with this, right? That we got to play this stupid game. But I said, hey, you got to play the game, babe. You got to play the game. You're in a play, all right? You're acting right now. And you got to surround yourself with a mastermind team. That's other smart people in the class, okay? Funny how all these life lessons you start learning at an early age. Surround yourself with a mastermind team. Get a great study group. Find individuals who are doing well in these parts of the class. You help other people with what you got going on because you're not, you know, failing in every facet of this class. You're not even failing, getting a B, but to her it's failing. But it's a challenge, right? You got to play. You just got to work through the play, and eventually it'll come out the way it's supposed to come out. And really, in my mind, I'm saying if she ended up with a B, it might be a good life lesson because not everybody gets a trophy, man. It's just not the way it works in life. You can't pick your parents and you can't pick your boss. You know what I mean? And you can't pick your teacher when you're in school. So, you know, it's a good life lesson to get prepared for. What's this got to do with anything about Googling your name? Well, as I'm getting back and talking about human resources and how I'm a complete loose cannon, I wouldn't do well there. Then before that, I was talking about riches in the niches and being vertical and being very specific on where you want to drive your stake into the ground. But damn it, you got to drive your stake into the ground at some point. You can't just kind of float around out there and wait for other people to. You got to do some of the heavy lifting. Unfortunately, yes, you got to take off, disrobe all the clothes, stand in front of the full-length mirror, get a good look, do a complete 360 and say, I got to get moving. And if you're in business and you're an entrepreneur, there's no better motivator right now that if you've got no momentum, type that name, that brand, that niche into Google and see what comes up. Because when I did it in 2003 and 2004, I was embarrassed. I was like, I'm a nobody. I mean, I'm going to work every day, 70 hours a week, sometimes more, busting my ass every single day, getting the same paycheck, a 5% bonus at the end of the year. I'm typing my name into a search engine. They got nothing on me. Nothing. Not even. I would have even taken. He's a corporate slave. I would have just taken that much. Sam Crowley's a corporate slave. Hates life. I would have just taken that just to have some. Hey, bad press is better than no press. At least they're talking about you. But I had to create momentum. I had to get the big flywheel turning. And man, here's what's funny, man. You know, really wild is as soon as I put my podcast up, boom, there it is. Sam Crowley every day, Saturday. And then I put a blog up, WordPress blog. Boom, there it is. I mean, boom, gobbled it right up in like 24 hours. No kidding. When you Google Cincinnati motivational speaker, that's when it really hit me. I wrote an article called Cincinnati Motivational Speaker. And this was, God, back in 2006, something like that, because I wanted to be a, wait for it, Cincinnati motivational speaker. And so I wrote an article, and it was indexed in Google within 90 minutes. It was the craziest thing. And then I got a phone call to speak at a local country club as a result of that article. Now, I haven't Googled that in forever. I'm sure there's a video right now. If you Google Cincinnati Motivational Speaker, there's a YouTube video with me on it being interviewed and probably a couple other things. And if you click the video button, then you're probably really going to see a bunch of me there. But the point being, it didn't take much for me to make an impact on search engines when I Googled my name. And that was the reason I knew right then and there. Awesome. Awesome. I can be somebody. I can get this brand going right away. I don't need to wait for permission. I don't need anybody to tell me I'm a Cincinnati motivational speaker. I can just go do it. And that's what I'm telling you. Just go do it, man. This is fun. Being an entrepreneur is fun. Remember, we're talking about creating. We're not talking about maintaining. You get to create a brand new lifestyle. You get to create a brand. You get to create you. You get to create a right now. It's like you're going into the witness protection program, but in a good way. You know what I mean? You get a brand new identity. You get a brand new lease on life. It's all waiting for you. We talked about yesterday, which was a classic podcast. Claim Your Miracle. Go back and listen to it if you haven't already. Claim Your Miracle. That's the podcast from March 12, 2014 you got to listen to. And then listen again to today's show about Google My Name. Because you can do it today. Nothing comes up. You start taking action. 30 days from now, do it again. Just 30 days from now, do it again and look at the legacy that you're starting to build. You don't believe me? Do it, baby. Do it, baby. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Hit me up. Leave a great review on iTunes. I'm watching you. Hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let me know you're listening to the show and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.